This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We talk a lot about job openings, the tightness of the labor market, economic statistics that kind of paint a picture of our economy, but that sometimes hides the fact that the U.S. is really made up of multiple economies. The Labor Department has released some state-by-state data about job openings and labor turnover in April. And yes, the labor market is tight everywhere, but there are some parts of the country where employers are having an especially hard time finding workers. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
The labor market is tightest in the South, along with the Midwest and in New England.
They have very high job openings compared to the number of unemployed persons.
That's Megan Schoenberger, senior economist at KPMG. A big reason the labor market is so tight in the South, she says, is that a lot of people have been moving there. But many of those people are starting up businesses, which creates demand for even more workers.
That's sort of robustified economies in geographic regions, and now they need a lot more labor, and it's just not there yet.
Meanwhile, the labor market is tight in the Midwest and the Northeast because unemployment rates there are falling. Charlie Dougherty, senior economist at Wells Fargo, says that's not necessarily because more people are finding jobs in those areas. Instead, it's because people are leaving.
Because folks are increasingly moving away in search of better job opportunity.
And Dougherty says they're finding that in states like Florida, South Carolina, and Georgia. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.